Getting kids to play outside is a hot topic, and that also applies to youth living in the Roaring Fork Valley. Colorado's Wildlife Agency is working to add archery to the list of options for kids and their PE teachers. 11 men and women are shooting arrows at a row of yellow, blue, and red targets. We're in a cavernous ice rink at the Glenwood Springs Community Center.
They're going through the 11 steps of archery, so this is the first opportunity that each of the teachers have to actually coach each other.
Kathleen Tadvik is overseeing today's class, which is put on by the Colorado Division of Parks and Wildlife.
All of them going through the 11 steps. The stance is particular. The way they actually put their arrow on the bow is very particular. The bow is always vertical. The arrow is always facing downrange. You're always shoulder to shoulder, because each quiver is only an arrow length apart.
Some of these teachers turned students normally run physical education classes, or PE. Others coordinate summer camps. There's folks from as far away as Steamboat Springs and as close as Glenwood Springs. They're learning that running an archery class is regimented for maximum safety.
So when you hear five or more whistles.
Whistles are the best way for teachers in training to instruct their future students.
Supposed to stop. If you have an arrow knock, you're supposed to ease it down. Walk back, put the arrow in the quiver.
This is one of the increasingly common archery courses for PE and other teachers. The idea is to add to what physical activity kids can learn in school or in summer camps. Instructor Tadvik says, yes, the Hunger Games movies have inspired more women, in particular, to try archery.
Yeah, we've seen an influx of a lot of people wanting to try it, all because of Katniss.
Is there more interest from parents and kids, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's hard for the schools to incorporate a lot of this with all the curriculum that they have to do. I mean, there's so many standards, and now this week you've got to teach this in the curriculum, and it's week by week. It leaves a little room for this, but luckily this meets standards for PE, so PE teachers can easily incorporate it as long as they have the school's support, the principal's support.
That likely will include Donna White.
I think it's great. I think it's something that should be taught in PE.
And are you a PE teacher?
Yes, I am.
Where do you teach?
Olathe Middle High School.
I replaced a teacher who brought it into the school, and I wasn't certified, so I couldn't use the equipment. Now I can.
And she is psyched about being able to run this program with her students.
I just can't wait to shoot arrows with my kids.
Towards the end of this class, instructor Dick Severin explains what may end up being the most important part for kids taking archery in school, tallying up points and seeing who's the best shot. Severin helps with hunter education in Northwest Colorado with the Division of Parks and Wildlife.
So you just start counting. You always want to score your target before you pull any arrows. So we're going to look at this one. We've got the blue one. So he's in four. Here's another blue one in five. So that is what? We got 17. The only rule.
Then, with careful precision, these teachers remove their arrows from the targets, remembering to look away from the target to position their body for maximum pulling strength. Once this practice session is over, these educators file into an air-conditioned lobby to study. They've got a big test on all the rules and regulations they learned today before they can bring archery to their gyms, fields, or summer camps. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.